This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dog Tales and More Radio. That's right, Spike. Sorry, everyone. I hope you don't mind. I brought my dog Spike to help with the intro. Dog Tales and More Radio is your spot for any tips and tricks for your pets. From dogs, cats... Yes, Spike, even those kind of pets as well. So, if you're ready for some great information and some fun with your pets, then stay tuned into Dog Tales and More Radio. No, Spike, I haven't forgotten who hosts the show. Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Dog Tales and More right here on KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yes, that's my girl, Brittany. She's decided to hang out with us. And by the way, I have to throw this commercial in. I got so excited with the Volkswagen show that I forgot. Klein Volkswagen Repair, 619-443-9076. 8522 Winter Gardens Lakeside. Go by there, man. It is like going to a museum. And when it comes to building motors and what have you, these guys are awesome. That's Klein Volkswagen Repair. And one more, Buggy Works. And the only reason I'm bringing up Buggy Works is because Brittany would love these guys. They got like a little Chihuahua and a Rottie. And they are the cutest. And I come in the door, man, I'm telling you what, their noses are wore out from sniffing all of the things that are on me from my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, you didn't bring the gang in.
The dogs?
Yeah, I thought you were going to bring them
I'm
in.
I'm here for quite a while, so I didn't know.
Oh, well.
Right? I'm here for 4 hours today. Yeah,
you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Who's your guest?
Well, you know, I always have a little intro. Uh-huh. Because I just want to kind of be upfront for
Did
the listeners.
Did you stalk him?
No, I didn't have to stalk him because we're talking about our dogs, so it's going to come easy. But I did want to let the listeners know that each of us will be sharing our experiences raising or caring for what some may consider unique dogs. Mm-hmm. I am not claiming to be an expert at all in blind dogs, but I have a full year. Because Dusty
Well, you're
Rose,
learning.
Yeah, I had had a full year. Dusty Rose was diagnosed with glaucoma September 6th, 2024. So I've had a full year of caring for a blind or mostly blind dog. Mm-hmm. And our guest has a lot of experience. His dog was not only blind but also deaf. And I think we both are hoping by the end of the hour that listeners maybe lean in more to the idea of adopting deaf and or blind dogs because mm-hmm. they are so rewarding in the experience. I'm already getting goosebumps. It's well worth it. So please welcome Ivan's owner, his person, right? It was Ivan's person, Richard Sporrel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Which Dave, listeners, Dave knows from the motorsports world as well. But we're going to talk dogs.
Yeah,
today.
Actually, it was the hot rod community.
Hot rod, yeah. Toyota, Poway.
Yeah, we kind of banged into each other.
And figuratively.
And then he was running hot rods and custom stuff for a while. And then, but I didn't know you were into dogs.
Well, not just dogs, but a very special dog and... I think that maybe we start with how each of us acquired our dog.
We all know how she acquired her dog. So, Richard, tell us, how did you come about getting this dog?
Well, Ivan was a little bit of a celebrity. He was actually on TV as a Adopt-a-Pet Day. My wife and kids called and said, hey, we want to apply for this dog. Now, I could have been a jerk and said, no.
Of course.
But... I said, okay, thinking there's all these families going to be going for this dog where there's no way we're going to get him.
That's like winning the lotto.
Yeah.
So
I said, yeah, go ahead. We got a call saying, hey, come down and meet Ivan. So we went down to the Humane Society. Great place. Mm-hmm. And they set up to have us meet Ivan. Ivan came straight over to me, sat in my lap, met all the kids. Nice meet and greet. Away we went. A couple of days later, we got a phone call that Ivan was being adopted by another person. Mm. So it was like, okay, no big deal. A little bit of time went by, And my wife got a call in an afternoon that said, are you interested in Ivan? And she immediately called me. And I was at the dealership and went, okay, what do we have to do? Because I'm not going to disappoint the kids and the wife now.
Again.
Yeah. And they said, come down to the Humane Society. So we went down there. After we had some conversations with them, we found out that the parking lot was full of KUSI rigs, TV cameras, and everything. And we'd gone inside, and I said, look, we'll adopt this dog, but not with all that.
Yeah, not the paparazzi?
No paparazzi, nothing. And the lady goes, okay, from now on, during the adoption process, because they had people inside, we're going to call him the dog, not Ivan, until you guys get out of here. You guys can bring the van to the back door. Mm-hmm. We said, perfect. So it was a very big
Because
display going on.
Just to give you a little backstory, KUSI, the owners, if you wanted, let's say you're going to do a car show and you wanted to come to KUSI, I would tell you, hook up with Helen Woodward. Right. Hook up with the Humane Society, because the McKinnons would give you another 5 minutes because you're into dogs.
Correct.
That's why you had as many KUSI rigs there.
Correct, correct. And that's one of those things, we were there for the dog.
Right, of course, not yourself.
We adopted the dog, got him in the van, took off, just at the same time KUSI van was taking off with us. And they followed us for a while, so we lost.
Really?
The racer side lost him. And we went along with life. They contacted us a few times, wanted to do interviews. We said, no, we're here for the dog. Now, Ivan was very special. From birth, he didn't have, he had a disease in his eyes, so they took his eyes. The proper thing to do. And he was also deaf. Hmm. So we started the process when he was small of learning things.
So did you know this when you adopted him?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely knew it when we were adopting him. I wasn't 100% sure about the deaf, but we definitely knew about the eyes. Deaf came, not if it's a few weeks later, we understood what was going on. My wife was very diligent. We actually put in the doorways different scents. She had cinnamon on some things. She had different scents on the furniture. So his sensibility was very incredible. If he met you once, he would remember.
Oh, sure, sure.
And
if he liked you, he
first,
would remember.
Good impressions.
Please. Yeah. Very, very good.
What kind of dog was this?
This was a Kalahula Great Dane.
A Great Dane?
Right.
How big is he?
He wasn't very big. He was probably right around 80 to 90 pounds.
Oh, you consider that not big. Okay. Thanks for putting that in perspective.
I have 160-pound Danes, okay?
So you're into Danes?
I have Danes, yes.
Okay.
Right now, we don't have one, but we have a... couple little dogs, one dog, and then we also have a Dogo.
What's a Dogo?
Dogo is part of the family for Great Danes and things like that.
Uh-huh.
They were considered a fighting dog way back.
Oh, wow.
But she's very mellow.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. Yeah, Richard, I had no idea. Were you into dogs back in day when you and I were?
Absolutely.
I think we talked.
Like this dog came about when we were at.
Yeah, because well, you knew that I was into dogs, right?
Yeah, I knew you started this with your wife. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She lasted one show.
One show.
She's in Baker. She's on her way to Riverside to deliver a puppy because the puppy is by herself and she's crying. Mm. So she's taking her up to this lady who just had a litter of dachshunds. This puppy will stay with her, so that but she'll have puppy. This is Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
If you're wondering, we're playing music that's AI generated, and it's Vibe Music AI. Just go to YouTube.
You know, as a musician, I'm torn.
No, I know, but you got to admit, listen to it.
No, it's groovy. Yeah,
it's kind of groovy. Yeah, it's all AI generated. This guy's got a whole calendar.
Well, music is so, it's method and mathematical, so easy yeah. for AI.
Yeah, so easy. Yeah, but I'm kind of like you, too. I mean, I listen to, you know, all the old school stuff. And
I've composed a lot of music, so it does hurt a little.
Yeah, I know. But it's out. But for people that maybe are not musically inclined, this is kind of nice. It's just another alternative.
It's nice background music.
Yeah, elevator music. But usually that was a derogatory.
I know, right?
Hey, we want to throw a shout out to Buggy Works. Like I said, Buggy Works is 11432 or Woodside Avenue. They do Volkswagen's buggy. I know it's part of the other Volkswagen show, and I already gave them a commercial, but I'm doing it for their two dogs, because their dogs like me. All right, hey, we got Richard Sproul in the house along with Brittany, and the topic today is don't be afraid to adopt a dog that has disabilities. Brittany, this was your first dog that you've ever had that had a disability. True?
Correct.
So Brittany kind of took it from A to Z. Richard, how long have you owned your dog?
Oh, my gosh. He was 13.
Okay. Is he still with us?
He is not.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. But, you know, I hate to say it, that's kind of the age.
It is.
My last pair both passed.
My Rotties, our Rotties, yeah. They just get to a certain.
Yeah.
And then they just shut down, you know.
Our experiences were a little different because you went in knowing.
You went in not knowing.
Also, yours was a puppy and mine was an adult. She was taken off the streets as an adult. So we kind of guess that she was 2.5 to 3.5.
And she had a rougher life than
his.
Yeah,
she had a blunt trauma to her head and a massive infection. Her head was healing. She had a massive infection, but that's beside the point. But she came to me with some vision, and it was last September that she was, like, winking for 48 hours, wink, 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 wink. And Steve had gone out of town to Vegas for his birthday. That's how I knew it was September 6th, because he just did that last weekend. And I thought, you know, I have nothing better to do. I'm going to go and seek some medical attention, because this isn't normal. Well, that was because she had the most massive headache, because the pressure had been building up, and she was diagnosed with glaucoma. And so with glaucoma, you know, the tears are produced, but the angle, which is the name of, like, the tear duct, is compromised. And so the tears, the fluid can't get out. And so the pressure builds. Pressure is supposed to be between 10 and 20. Hers at the time was 51. And they said, oh, my goodness.
That's
she is in a massive pain. So, again, I don't claim to be an expert, but I've learned a lot this last year. So over the next couple of weeks, we did more. We put in the eye drops. Oh, my goodness. It was a second job. Right now, it's still a second job. We're putting in 7 drops a day, 3 in the morning, 4 at night, just right now.
Still?
Yeah. And getting regular pressure checks. It wasn't going down. And so that's when I was given the 4 options of what to do to reduce or eliminate the pain. Ultimately, we chose removal of the eye because that's truly the only way you can get rid of pain.
Right.
So I've gone through all of that and the recovery.
And the sad thing is you don't know a dog is in pain.
She shows very little sign. Right. Yeah, like no sign. It was just the winking that was just unusual for me. So now she recovered from that, but there were signs of glaucoma in the other eye. And she's husky. She's a husky shepherd, and huskies are known for this.
Oh, are they really?
Yes, but I didn't know any of this when I adopted her.
We did not do our
research. I didn't know
research.
Any of this. Well, I wouldn't know what to look for, and it was just a cute video on Facebook that I saw that Kathy from Foster Fails in TJ posted that gained my interest, and then I inquired about her because she just is a gentle soul. So I took her. She told me about the head trauma. She told me that her vision was likely compromised. And one of my first reactions was, I ain't putting no fence around my pool for this dog. And she's like, that's okay. Now, fast forward 5 months ago-ish, I'm late for work, thank goodness, and I hear a big splash in my pool, and she's in the pool. She doesn't like the pool. She's not a swimmer. She's not agile at all. I tear off my clothes as I'm screaming, Steve, Dusty's in the pool, and grab her and pull her out of the pool. That was a Thursday, and I remember because Saturday she went in 2 more times. I immediately inquired about a fence. I now have a 2-foot fence all the way around. What had happened is inflammation from, they believe she had had ticks and the equivalent of Lyme disease in a dog. The inflammation led to the detachment of her retina. So she, I had noticed a couple weeks leading up to this, she was starting to run into me a little more. And it all kind of made sense when I found her in the pool 3 times. So we went back in. And every 3 months, we were going back for pressure checks, and the pressure checks were good. It was always between 10 and 20, 10 and 20. Anywho, we go back and forth with, I think she still has a little bit of vision, and my vet's saying, she doesn't, honey. The retina's detached. Unfortunately, Thursday, like 3 days ago, not a good check. Her pressure's at 43.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she showed no signs of pain. I did notice she was panting a bit, so I did ask the vet, could that have been a sign? So we're going back on Tuesday and hoping the pressure is down, but I might have to have that, make that decision again.
Oh, and remove the other
eye. To get the other eye removed, and then we'll know, because that is the only way to remove the pain.
Right, right, right.
And yeah, that's a big decision on Tuesday.
So let's go back to Richard then for a second for some guidance. Now, your dog basically had no sight from birth.
Okay? Not at all.
So, and I like the idea of the scent.
Yes.
Yeah, once they lose one scent, the others pick way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's even with humans, if I'm not
mistaken.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. The dog was amazing because we used to have Cub Scouts at our house every other Wednesday for 5 years. We had 24 kids coming in there.
Mm.
He would meet every one of those kids and would know every one of them.
Wow.
When they would come in. And it was amazing to watch him.
And people, I'm looking at the picture. You can see that Ivan does not have sight. You can see just, are they sewn shut, the eye? Like her,
yes.
Dusty's one eye was sewn shut.
Yeah,
yes.
They are sewn shut. And we'd take him, like I used to take him out running. And people thought I was nuts. I would take him out running in the afternoons. Mm-hmm. Only one time did he ever cross over and trip me up, and we both went flying. That was comical. But
he probably did it on purpose.
He might have.
I must have done something.
I must not have done something correctly. So.
Well, I bring up that it one can see because I feel like I've had to convince people that Dusty is blind.
Right. That happened a lot.
Because we just had a birthday party 2 weeks ago at our house, and she went up and greeted everybody and, like, looks up at them. And they're like, are you sure she's blind? I'm like, that's what I keep saying to the vet, but they said she has no sight.
Right.
Because of the sound and the smell, and just she's used to it from back when she had the vision. And you bring up the scents. Mm-hmm. I think, and I'm not considering it a disadvantage to you at all, but I think there was an advantage for me because I think that as soon as she lost that first eye and I knew she was down to limited vision, I started putting into place scents. So I have a big backyard and I had read up about, like, everyone's like, how did you know this? I'm like, there's a ton of stuff out there.
Yeah.
And so I have a big backyard and she would go out there to, you know, do her business. And then Mikey would come along and say, let's play. And she'd kind of lose her way. And mapping is a whole nother thing we can talk about. But I could see she'd get a little lost. And so what I did is on the far left of the pool, there's a walkway that would get her back to the house. So I planted a whole bunch of rosemary along this fence. And then on the way back to the house, there was a column that she was running into. So I put a pot of rosemary right in front of the column. And then I put a little pot of rosemary right next to the doggy door. And that girl can play with Mikey or get a little disoriented. And you can see she takes a moment and her head just kind of cocks to the left. And it's like, she smells the rosemary. And she doesn't walk back. She jogs back with confidence through that doggy door.
Isn't that something amazing?
It's amazing. I actually forced the vet tech, the previous pressure check we went 2 months ago. I said, look at this video. There's no way she's blind. She said, honey, the retina's detached. She's blind.
Well, it's amazing what they go through and raising a, quote, disabled dog or impaired dog. We were 2 months into no hearing, no eyesight, and the dog was doing great. we decided to paint the living room and family room. And we pushed everything into the center, not thinking we had a blind and deaf dog.
Because he'd adapted all so well.
He adapted quick, and we just became part of the family. We didn't think much about it. No, he didn't hit a darn thing, didn't get a piece of paint on him, nothing. He went right in, wiggled his way around, and went right outside, did his business, and came back in.
Wow.
And it wasn't until we started thinking about going, oh, my gosh, he didn't hit nothing.
So I met Richard through his wife, Jackie, yesterday. Yep. And two things that come up and that I learned in our quick conversation. So we have the scent that's helping with the blindness and the vibrations for deaf. Correct. And I had read a little bit about it when I was posting things on Facebook yesterday. For a dog who's sleeping and deaf, they said maybe you could just kind of tug on the blanket a little. And I think Jackie was saying clapping the hands.
Correct.
They feel that vibration.
A certain pattern, yes.
And, okay.
they feel the pattern. No matter who in the family would do the pattern, the dog would always go to her because that was her initial with him.
Mm.
Anybody in the family can do it.
But
anywhere in the house,
he would always go to your wife.
He would always go to her because that was the vibration that he learned with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
It was just a certain pattern.
And then back to you moving the furniture, which, I don't know, everybody and their mother has told me, don't move your furniture once you have a blind dog. But, I mean, life happens sometimes. You want to paint the walls. And, yeah, I had guests coming over that pull out a chair and don't push it back in. And it's funny, I've never said it out loud until Jackie said this yesterday. It's almost like there's a sonar or kind of radar kind
exactly.
of thing where, I mean, I guess if I was closing my eyes and I got into the corner of a wall, I could almost feel it, hear it. I mean, I guess not hearing with Ivan, but you could almost feel
definitely
that.
Feeling it. And we always said it, that he had a sonar attached with him somehow because he wouldn't run in things. He would get excited and get the zoomies.
Yeah.
And he'd spin around and bank off something sometimes, but nothing nothing too crazy. I mean, he wouldn't run solid into a wall.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are, though, like little sonars that you can put on your on the collar. I wonder.
I don't think he needs it.
For a blind. No, I mean, for somebody else who might have trouble. But there's the whole mapping for blind.
Correct.
And deaf.
Correct.
Blind and so maybe do we have to do a commercial break because of time?
Yeah, we better.
We can talk about mapping for someone who's halfway through this interview. Maybe they're starting to consider it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Instead of disposing of the dog.
Oh goodness, no.
Well, but you got to say that because some people aren't willing to put the effort in.
You train a dog anyway when they're
know.
A puppy. It's just a different type of training.
But I'm bringing that up only because
I'm getting excited now.
And we'll get towards the end of this show where the benefits, the last segment, we'll talk about the benefits of having a dog that may not have sight or hearing. Right.
All right.
Here on Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, so we've got Brittany Sandoval and Richard Sproul in the house. Kind of a chance meeting between these two.
I didn't tell you why I was there.
I think you're going to tell me right now.
Yes, so off air, Dave just asked how we met. At the beginning of the summer, you know, I love hanging with my dogs.
Yes.
I entered each of my dogs into something called Tail Wagger. And maybe we'll talk about that on Dog Tales sometime. It's just like a scavenger hunt. And the whole, and they send you, you choose a list.
Who put it on?
And hopefully, you know what, next time you need somebody, we'll talk about it. But it's a scavenger hunt, and you kind of pick a topic, and there's like kind of a lower level and a higher level. So I picked one that has 30 things for Mikey, because he's, you know, just really active. And then I actually chose one, a floral-based one with Dusty Rose. And the whole premise is to get you and your dog out and about, gaining experiences, and just having a good time together. That's her whole premise for putting this together. So I was like, oh my gosh, and it's in a certain time frame. So I really need to wrap up Dusty Rose's scavenger hunt. So I went around and I got the picture with the dog next to a tree on a walking trail. Mm-hmm. And then it's a bunch of different things I won't get into. But then I was like, it's a girl's day. So then I said, well, let's go into Cahoots and get a chicken foot for Dusty Rose and not tell Mikey about it. So as I was paying for the chicken foot, Richard's lovely wife, Jackie, started to talk about Dusty Rose. I did have her harness on that says blind because I take her to the La Mesa Farmers Market, and people always ask if they can pet her. She's super soft. But I did notice that they kind of forget she's blind, and when they come up from behind and touch her, it spooks her a little. Like, she doesn't overreact at all, but it's a tiny little flitch. What's the word I'm looking for? And so I do wear it when I know I'm taking her out, just to remind people she's blind, because she acts so
normal.
Yeah,
they're all normal. Yeah.
They are, really. Yeah,
they really are. So just, I think that harness got Jackie's attention, because I can take Dusty Rose anywhere and everywhere. I do with the pack that I have. I go super early or super late when there are less dogs. But other than that, I've taken her to the farmer's market on this challenge and went to Cahoots. And that's where I met Jackie. And one thing led to another, and she told me about Ivan. And then I said, you don't happen to be off tomorrow? And she's like, no, I work, but my husband, he's free. Because you can do everything just about with your dog. You took Ivan jogging.
Yeah, we did absolutely everything with Ivan. There was nothing that we wouldn't not do with him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so this it doesn't hold you back.
But see, it'd be interesting if we had a person here that was blind. Didn't.
Oh.
That was blind.
Well, you mentioned inspiration. I mean, you know, you said this is now the third segment, not the final segment. But what are the benefits is what you asked.
Right. Well,
inspiration.
Well, we could get to that, too. So let me do this. The fact that you go out and do these, and you did the same thing with Ivan. You didn't really restrict the dog's mobility or going places or doing things.
No, we used to take him to the ballpark to the kids' games.
Yeah.
You know, and the only excitement he would get, he would smell all the kids that he knew, and he would start baying like a monotone. So we'd have to walk him away for that for a little bit. But that's
the only, vocally?
Oh, yeah. He would start like barking. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It was like a monotone type of voice that would come
and it's
out.
Like a person that can't hear.
Correct.
They have that same, they want to talk, but it doesn't come out like what you and I hear. But in a dog world,
it's fine.
And that's now, if he would have had, what does a Dane normally do? Do they bark or do they bay like that?
No, they bark.
Okay. So this was no different than a person that's blind. Right. That couldn't speak.
Correct.
I think, yeah, that makes sense what you're saying. Yeah. I think that the only thing that might be different about taking them all those places is some of those places are going to be brand new. So you just have to advocate for them just a little bit more. Like when I say step up, step down when we're going up curbs, and I've taught her left, right, which I told the vet when they took her to go get her tested. I go, you know, I taught her left and right if you want to tell her so you're not tripping on her. And when they brought her back, they're like, oh, my gosh, she really does know left and right. I go, yeah, I taught her left, mm-hmm. right, step up, step down, back.
But you couldn't do that with Ivan because he couldn't hear.
Well, Jackie told me about this.
Right. We do. She did touch. So, like, if you wanted him to sit, she would take her fingers down his back and he would sit. The clapping, the vibrations, there's other things that he would do for different people in the family. Mm. The dog is no different than any other dog. It's unconditional love.
Right, period.
I don't care what time of night you came in, he would be there.
Right, of course.
So it did, and whatever kid came in, whatever.
Right. More the merrier, probably.
For him, yes.
Yeah, I even read, because I don't have the experience with the deafness, on the leash, just different taps on the leash, like a different number. Two taps means down, or four taps means step up. And what I was getting at was we may have to advocate or help them a little bit navigating unfamiliar territory. But at home, they do what we brought up earlier, mapping. Do you want to tell the listeners about mapping?
Mapping is basically giving them the ability to know what area they're in and giving them a comfort zone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With my wife, she actually put scents and stuff on the doorways, on the couches, the furniture, different scent. So they understood what it was. And, I mean, that only lasted a couple of days, and he had it. It was very, very good.
And it doesn't have to be pungent.
No.
Because a dog's
sense.
Yeah, right.
It's just the opposite. Yeah. We don't really smell it, but
it's there.
Yeah,
you could knock him over.
Yeah, exactly.
You put too strong of a scent on there.
Yeah.
No, and their sense was amazing that, yes, we got him from Humane Society. Jackie would take him back to the Humane Society every month or so.
All right.
He would remember the officer that picked him up.
Mm.
He would remember the people in the Humane Society and knew exactly where he was when he walked in.
Wow.
As time went on and Humane Society moved to the new Sherman Street,
mm-hmm.
the director called us and said, it's time. Can you guys bring, because up until this point, we had refused any kind of media contact whatsoever.
You must reveal yourself.
And he said, can you bring Ivan down? And it was like at 5:30 in the morning. We want him to lead the walk of all the animals from the old location to the new one. And we went, okay. So we took him down there. Now, one of your old buddies that was a reporter at the time was down there. He used to bring his Corvette up to the dealership all the time.
Right. Mr. Ed Linderman.
Yeah, he saw me, and then he saw the dog, and he saw me, and he saw the dog, and he goes, you never told me. I said, you never asked. So that put up a whole function there.
Yeah.
What the surprising part about the whole walk is that we went through this whole walk, got everybody up there. Once we got to the new Sherman location, was the amount of people that saw it on KUSI and came there for 3 hours. People came in the parking lot just to see Ivan. We had no clue mm-hmm. how much of an impact that dog had. And for 3 hours, we sit there and talk with people, and they wanted to come see the dog.
Sure.
What was the impact talking to people?
It was amazing how many people really care for the handicapped dogs.
Yeah.
And they really wanted to know what happened to him.
Mm.
And we had no clue that was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was leaving his happy life, and he was a happy,
happy
dog.
They needed the closure.
Down and see the dog.
Right.
They wanted to be able to wrap it up in a little bow, and they were happy. We had people driving from Encinitas come down to talk to Jackie and the dog.
Wow.
And then, I mean, it got to the point where Jackie and I were switching off. Because there were so many people.
And you're not a media guy. You are not a media. I've tried like hell to get this guy on. And so, was that surprising that you got that kind of a response?
It was very, very, very surprising that we got that kind of response when we got there. Mm. It was amazing. He was standing back and taking another look at things.
Right. Mm. Did you get hopefully you got a copy of the clip?
We did.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you know, for somebody that's been married for 25 years and didn't realize what he was getting into, knock on wood, we've had extremely healthy dogs. We haven't had to go through what you go through. But it's interesting how keen you become to your dog's movement and actions as you live with this animal, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, the blinking of the eye, you know.
Just wasn't right. It wasn't normal for her.
So you were educated by owning this dog.
Absolutely. And I wanted to bring that up because there are so many Facebook like pages, lots of resources.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to the Winking Pup Club on Facebook.
You haven't told me that
Yeah.
One. I haven't heard
and
that
so
one.
And so it's Winking Pup because one eye is sewn shut and it looks like they're winking all the time.
Ah.
So it's a Winking Pup Club. And going into that first surgery to have her eye removed, I got so much advice. And actually it was people who ahead of me that had the surgery and they're saying, do this, do this, do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. And I learned so much, and I was able to wrap my brain around the fact that I was going to have her beautiful blue. She's a husky that had the blue and the brown eye. to get rid of her beautiful blue eye. But my point is, there are so many resources and so much support. So if you're like, I don't know the first thing about training or raising, there is a lot out there.
More than you know.
Yeah, even the scents. I went ahead and have Tactile as well near any water bowl, because my girl loves water. I think maybe she was dehydrated before I got her because she's drinking enough for five dogs. I put squishy padding right before any water bowl. On each side of the doggy door, I have kind of a rough mat, but they match each other so that she knows, like as soon as she steps on it, she knows that's the doggy
door.
That's
the dark door.
Yeah, and then the long runners to go down the hallways that lead to the bedroom. And so it's very tactile as well. And so when you were talking about the mapping, the biggest mistake I read that people do is they feel sorry for their dog when they first are blind or they first find out, and they pick them up. And they want to do everything for the dog.
You're not
allowing them to map.
Yeah.
Then there's also those halos that you can put on. Dusty didn't need one, and it doesn't seem like Ivan did with that response. But it's like a halo, and they run into, say, a door with the halo rather than their head. But if you just give them that time to map, and in any other ways the confidence, then they figure it out.
They figure it all out, and they just become melted into the family.
To the point where you probably didn't even know that they were deaf and blind.
No, you wouldn't know it. I mean, and like she said, you do take them places, and people are like, are you sure she's blind?
Yeah.
You know, because the muscles in their eyes do twitch.
Yeah, they still move.
They still move, and they kind of look and like, are you sure they're blind? Yeah.
Take my word for it.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. You are listening to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, so folks, just to let you know, if you're kind of getting into the music, it's Vibe Music AI. Vibe Music AI on YouTube. Check it out. Thousands of songs this guy wrote using AI. Got Brittany and Richard Sproul in the house, and we've had a very interesting topic, one that I would not have thought of, even though
that's why I'm here.
Even though I've lived through this problem with Dusty Rose, which is Brittany's dog, and come to find out, Richard Sproul, who I've known forever, great guy, turns out he's lived with the same thing, except he had an added problem, and that was deafness. But the difference between Brittany and Richard is Brittany. How old was Dusty Rose? Estimated
ish right now, or six.
Okay, so she was four-ish when you got her, roughly.
We don't know. She was an adult. Let's just say she was an adult.
And Richard came as a puppy. As a puppy, was it more difficult, or do you really even know?
Not really. No, I mean, there was some. We found out with any time you adopt, she had allergies. Or he had allergies, I should say. Mm-hmm. So we had to go through the panel and figure out what he could eat, what he couldn't eat, what he was allergic to, so we could adjust
his diet. I feel like I'm still doing that with my other dog, who's fully able.
It seems like it.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Air and water are about the only thing he wasn't allergic to.
I know.
That's good, air and water.
Yeah.
But, he had quite a few allergic things.
Yeah.
But he was so quick. The famous story in the family is when the one son was making a sandwich. Last two pieces of bread, made himself a nice ham sandwich, stuck it on the table. We always told the kids, don't leave anything, you know, counter out. Because
mouth level.
he was so stealth that he would go by, and that whole sandwich was gone in a bite.
And the son nobody was, said he didn't smell, right?
Oh, he smelled really. He knew exactly. He waited for that sandwich to be done, went by the kitchen, snagged it, just kept
waited
walking.
Waited for it to be
and
done.
And just kept walking.
And you're going like, does it? Who got my sandwich?
Exactly what happened.
And Ivan's over there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the benefit. Even though it was so traumatic for you. What?
Yeah.
You got two fingers.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, you got two fingers.
No, go ahead.
They're loaded.
I just want to make sure I get to this. But
go ahead, do that first.
I think for me, the only thing that's really traumatic is not clearly knowing when she's in pain. It's not the blindness. Mm-hmm. Not at all. I mentioned earlier, when you bring a dog fully abled or whatever you want, whatever we're allowed to call it now, I don't know, you still have to train them. Like a good dog that knew where to go to the bathroom with their previous owner, they don't know where to go at your house. Mm-hmm. You still have to train a puppy. You still have to train an adult dog your way around your house. So it's just different training. That's it. For me, what tugs at my heart is just the glaucoma part, not knowing if she's in pain, and then the recovery, which might be around the corner because I have a weak stomach, is just knowing I'm going to have to go through that healing process possibly with the removal of a second eye. Other than that, I am so proud of her. My Facebook friends know that. I know it's a dog and not a child, but no, I'm they're proud of her
it's
adaptability.
So much the same thing.
It's the same thing.
You would have this.
It's four paws with no opposing thumbs.
That's exactly right. You would have the same feelings in your heart for a child going through this as you do
the
a dog.
The child could at least tell me I'm hurting.
Well, maybe not. Oh, maybe not.
But that's the part that tugs at the hardest part for me is not knowing when she's in pain.
But I think you're getting better, just like Richard's family. You know, they might have had some bad feelings at first, you know, feeling sorry for the dog. It couldn't see. It couldn't hear. And then they realized, this dog doesn't need us. This dog's doing just fine. He just stole another sandwich. And you kind of are the same way. You're realizing that Dusty Rose is doing just fine. She's probably looking at you and saying, chill, Mom. I'm doing great.
There is the little reality in my situation where I am coughing up a bunch of money. But I do want to have the best.
Well, and
so I work with Dr. Moeller up in Sereno Valley, but I only want the best, and that's why I work hard.
And you would do the same for a child.
I would. The point I want to make is I am glad I'm doing it because she would not have gotten it on the streets of TJ, and she would not be alive. And that's why she's our queen, and she can go wherever, whenever. Just a fact.
Absolutely.
She's our queen.
And she knows it.
Yeah. And before we run out of time, and I want you to have the last minute here, Richard, is I actually found any Facebook friends of mine, and I tagged you as well, Dave, there are blind and deaf adoptable dogs in San Diego. And I posted them on my Facebook page when I announced today's guest, Ivan's Human, our guest. He does have a name, Richard. But I have the links specifically for Crow and Figaro, Brownie, Dante, Diego. Those are all dogs in San Diego that are up for adoption that are blind.
Where at?
The Animal Pad apparently has quite a few, that rescue. I don't know if they're a rescue or a foundation. I didn't talk to them, but it keeps coming up as the Animal Pad. And then there's another link, Deaf Dogs Rock, and they have adoptable dogs that are deaf in San Diego, and then I put another link in California. So I've narrowed down the search for you.
You know you have to quit doing this.
Doing what?
And you have to quit going to shelters, and you have to quit going to the Humane Society, and you have to quit.
Oh, it's funny because Richard and I talked about that yesterday about the Humane Society. At the moment, they actually don't have any. I called the Humane Society.
They usually the Humane Society has one or two, and right now they don't.
Wow. Well, every time she comes in,
oh yeah,
I'm looking at this dog, and they're going to euthanize it.
Yeah, this week it was a husky. Yeah, it was an 80-pound husky that just had the most delightful.
What am I going to say? I'm sitting with 25 dogs, okay? So what am I going to say?
Yeah, you have no leg to stand on.
I have no leg. That's very good. No. I have none whatsoever.
But were there any closing thoughts? I didn't want to take away, but I do want to say San Diego has adoptable.
You can find them.
And easy to find, yes.
They are. And anybody out there that wants to go through, I mean, it's not a difficult process.
Not at all.
They will, the dogs themselves will tell you what they need.
Right. Right.
They will come to you. They will tell you. Ivan had a long, happy life.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Much. I mean, he flourished in all ways. His last night, he came to me and we knew something was up. Mm-hmm. So I actually laid with him on the floor of the living room right by his favorite spot in front of the fireplace. This dog would sit in front of the fireplace with the fire going.
Like really close?
Yeah.
You're like, how?
Yeah. But he loved to sit there. And that's where he wanted to lay that night. Mm. And he laid there, laid on my arm and my chest. And that was his last night.
Went over the bridge.
Yeah.
As they say.
But he's super, super, super animal.
Yeah.
We always look. I mean, Jackie is always looking for another deaf. I mean, she will gravitate towards another deaf, deaf or blind.
Or both.
Dane, yeah.
Yeah, having met you and Jackie, because I didn't know the first thing about deaf raising or caring blind. For, I'm definitely more open to that.
Yeah, it's a wide open field. It's they'll tell you exactly what they need.
Yeah.
Mikey's friends with Astro in our local pack. In my area, Astro is deaf, and they get along well. I mean, he's always down there at the pack. He's like a Dalmatian boxer, but just thrives. Is there anything you thought, oh, I can't do this with Ivan. I can't take Ivan here or there.
No, not really. We had another dogs at the house, too, and we thought that the other dogs would start to pick on Ivan, but it actually just turned the opposite. They actually became the eyes. So when they would go out in the backyard and do things like that, they became the eyes, and they would play and have a good time.
Probably can't skydive with him.
No, probably wouldn't do that.
Scare the crap out of him.
He went a lot of places and had a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, and that's what you need. You need, if you are fortunate enough to have a dog in your family that loves the love that you give them and they give you, just treat it like a dog. You know, just treat it like another dog, and it'll adjust, and you will adjust, and you'll be a happier person on the other end. And you being as loving as you are with animals, I think this, as much as, it's a little bit financially a strain, but it's probably one of the best things that's ever happened to you.
Yeah, I should probably be nicer to people like I am to
dogs. No. Animals are way better. Animals are
as you're talking, I'm like, gosh, yes, I am very nice to dogs, but people?
That's another story. Well, dogs and animals are unconditional love.
The unconditional love is just
All right, well, this show will dedicate it to Ivan.
Yes, absolutely.
And
yes.
Richard? Just amazing how our lives keep banging into one another, let me tell you.
What will it be next?
Well, we'll come up with, we could bring him on the motorsports show, because, I mean, he definitely has a history, as the old saying goes. All right, folks, this is Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.